In our previous share, we discussed on Shabbos, somebody has something that he wants to warm up. It's in the refrigerator or wherever, and he wants to take it and put it next to the oven to warm up. How and when may someone put something next to the oven in order to warm it up on Shabbos? Today in our share, we discuss another situation. And that is the situation where you don't want to put it next to the oven, but you want to put it somehow on the oven itself. Certainly, as we've discussed and learned in the Gemara very clearly, to put something on the oven, even if the fire on the oven is covered, grufa ktuma, would still be usur, because putting something on the oven that wasn't on the oven before is considered an act of shia, or at the minimum, an act of chazara, which may not be done on Shabbos. So putting something directly on the blech is usur. But what the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara actually discuss is putting something on top of a kedera, on top of a pot, which is on the oven. Actually, when we speak about putting something on top on a pot, which is on top of an oven, theoretically, mutter, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, mutter lot in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei, mutter lot says api kederis cham b'Shabbos tafshul shenis bashlam erev Shabbos kol tzorchai. And ostensibly, the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where the fire is not covered. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're referring to a situation where we have a pot on the open fire on the oven, and now we want to put something on top of that pot. However, because of stiris in the Shulchan Aruch, which don't seem to be clear when you may put something on top of a pot that's on an open fire or not, the Paiskim all say that one should be careful only to put something on top of a pot that is on top of a blech, on top of an oven fire which is covered, not to put something directly on top of a pot which is on top of an oven which is open. The reason the Paiskim say this is because here, as we just read, the Shulchan Aruch says mutter lo says api kederis cham b'Shabbos, and doesn't say that kedera is on top of a fire which is covered. Whereas in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you want to put food on top of a fire, which is on top of a pot, which is on top of a fire which is not covered, you need to follow all of the halachis of Chazara. So the Bir Halacha, actually, in Divar Hamaskel v'Yizoher, grapples with this question, and he tries to make a nafkamina between a pot which is full. There he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei is saying you're allowed to put food on top of that pot that is on top of an uncovered fire, whereas the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel is talking about a pot which is empty, and there, in order to put food on top of that pot has to be on top of a blech. But as I said, if the bottom pot is on top of a covered oven, there's no difference between the pot, whether it's empty, whether it's full, whether it's a big pat, whether it's a small pat. Under all circumstances, food may be put on top of that, up on top of that pat to warm up. But as we've been discussing in our shiurim, a number of halachas come into play in order to understand this halacha, in order not to be over any yisurim. One halacha is that we have that, as we discussed in our previous shiur, based on the halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Dalid, and Sif Tez Vav, the halacha is that in order to put food on the pat, the food has to be mevushal kol tzarkai. It has to be completely cooked, which opens up quite of a number of issues. In fact, it's well known that it was the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe Zichrono Livracha to be very careful and be very concerned about allowing food to be put in a situation of smicha that we discussed in our previous year, or in a situation of food on top of a pot that we're discussing in our year. Because he said, for example, if one is putting food, the halacha is, has to be mevushal kol tzarkai. And he says, how can we be sure, for example, when we're putting a cholent for to back on top of a pot or near the oven, that every bean is indeed cooked? And he used to say a play on words, we're playing with fire, because he says we're talking about warming up food on Shabbos, and the food has to be cooked. And if we're not, then we have an Isser Bishul on Shabbos, because halacha, as we said, it has to be Mevushal Kol Tzarkai. Of course, most Paiskim don't necessarily have this concern, and they're of the opinion that the food, as long as it's a cooked cholent, we of course don't have to start checking every bean if it's indeed Mevushal Kol Tzarkai. Furthermore, as the Shulchan Aruch says there in Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Dalid, if it's something which is a liquid, so by liquid there's a concern of Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, food could be cooked after it was already cooked when we speak about a liquid, and therefore the Ramah says that it has to be still somewhat warm, and therefore we have to make sure that the food, if it's a liquid particularly, is cooked and still warm. We also need to be concerned if we're putting a piece of meat which was cooked, boiled, and now we're putting it on top of a pot, and actually the same halacha may be applicable when we're putting it by tzliya. The reason the halacha is more lenient by a solid food versus a liquid is because by a liquid we have a concern of yesh bishul acha bishul, and by a solid the halacha is ein bishul acha bishul. But if the food was first, this piece of meat for example, was first boiled, and now we're putting it on top of a pot, and obviously there's no liquid on top of a pot, so this is more like roasting, and we need to be concerned about yesh, even if we say ein bishul acha bishul, there may be a halacha of yesh tzliya acha bishul. And since there's a halacha perhaps of yesh tzliya acha bishul, we need to be concerned that now we're roasting because no liquid involved. Most poskim are not particularly concerned for this. Also, parenthetically, which this is not particularly a halacha regarding Hilchos Shabbos, but it has to be, of course, taken into consideration, if I'm putting a piece of meat to warm up and I'm putting it on top of a milch gepat, or even actually a parva pat, or let's say I'm putting it on top of an urn, which is parav. We use the urn for water. We try to keep it parav. Now, by putting that piece of meat, we may be making that urn fleishik. And if your pot is a milchige pot, by putting this piece of meat on top of that milchige pot, you have a basa b'cholov situation. The Paiskim also discuss. Now we've said that you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. However, the Paiskim, of course, all tell us that let's say you first put the food on top of a pot that's on top of the blech, and now you want to go a step further and take that food and put that food on the fire, on the blech itself, of course that's usur. Because since we're speaking about food that wasn't on the blech as Shabbos began, and now we're taking it from the top of the pot and putting it, even though we didn't take it directly and put it on top of the blech, but we're taking it from on top of the pot and now putting it on top of the blech, putting something on top of the blech on Shabbos, as we've been learning, would certainly be considered usur unless all of the conditions of chazorah that we learned are met. Certainly here, not all of the conditions of chazorah are being met, because we're referring to a situation where we are putting it on the blech, something that wasn't on the blech at the beginning of Shabbos, which is certainly usur. However, there is a very interesting kula, a tshuva that I saw from the Klausenberg Rebbe in Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Zayim. He discusses the following situation. He speaks about a situation where a food at the beginning of Shabbos was on top of the pot, which was on top of the blech, and that's where you want to keep it Friday night. You don't want to put that kugel or food or meat directly on the blech and keep it on the blech all Friday night, because by keeping it there all Friday night, we need to be concerned it's going to get dried out. But now it's Shabbos morning and you want the food to really be warm, so now you'll take the food from on top of that pot and put it on the blech. Here he says it's very different than the previous case. Because in the previous case, this food wasn't on the blech, wasn't on the fire as Shabbos began. So taking it and putting it on top of the pot, on top of the blech, we've been learning is mutter. But taking it from on top of the blech and putting it onto the top of the pot and putting it on top of the blech, we learned is usur. But when the food was at the beginning of Shabbos already on top of the pot, and it was your intention to transfer it from the top of the pot to the blech, there the Klausenberg Rebbe says in the tshuva, that is not considered chazara. It's the fact that it's on top of the pot, which is on top of the blech, if it's warm over there, it has to be yad soledus. Moving it from there to the blech itself would not be a violation of the Isser Chazorah. A very interesting tshuva from the Klausenberg Rebbe, a very big kula. If we look in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Dalid, however, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Limchais, B'yad Hanoi Agim, Lahatman B'boi Join Kunkum Shamayim Chamim, people prepare from Erev Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, a pot of hot water. For nice, nice summer toich akadera b'Shabbos kishtav shom tzamik. So what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing here is a very simple situation. Your cholent is not hot enough, or your chalent is drying up and you want to add boiling water. And the question that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing is, may you pour hot water into that chalent? And the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh limchais, it's not acceptable. And the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch take that position? The Mishnah Berurah says, because we're concerned that perhaps the water would not be Yad Saledes, and if we're pouring water, which is not Yad Saledes by, into the Cholent, which is Yad Saledes by, it may be Aser. However, as we've been quoting the opinion of the Ramah in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Dalet and Sif Tezvav, that even though when we speak about water, even though when we speak about liquid, the halacha is that the liquid, there is yesh bishel acha bishel, but however, as we've been saying, as long as that liquid has already been cooked, and as long as that liquid is loinit stanin legamri, it has not been completely cooled off, the Ramah holds, ein bishel acha bishel, we have no concern. Therefore, according to the Ramah, certainly, if you have water that's on, you have water in an urn, you have water on the blech, and now you want to pour that water into the cholent, according to the Ramah, that wouldn't be a concern. The reason others explain, if we're not going to follow this explanation, why the Shulchan Aruch may be concerned, is because there's an interesting Igeres HaTshuva from the Rabbeinu Yoina. And he says, Osa l'hois of mayim, afilu lehin chamim l'toich ha'kdeira shal tafshin ha'cham b'shabbos. We're not allowed to add even hot water to the cooked hot food on Shabbos. And the Reina Yoina uses very strong words. And the Reina Yoina just says that you're not allowed to do it. He doesn't really mention why. However, there's a Ritva later in our Masechta on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis says that the reason the Rebbeinu Yoina takes this position is because when you're pouring water, it's a situation of eerie clearishin, and by pouring water, which is eerie clearishin, the water cools off. Eerie clearishin, the Rebbeinu Yoina will hold, is not considered like a clearishin. It's considered like a klisheni. And a klisheni is not considered warm. And therefore, we have here a situation of yesh bishel acha bishel. However, as I said, most poskim disagree with this interpretation because they say that as long as the water is hot, the fact that it may halachically be considered eerie clearishin, and even if we'll say that eerie clearishin is not considered the same heat as a clearishin, it doesn't make a difference. It's certainly not in the category, as the Ramah says, of nitzanin legamrei. And as long as the liquid is not nitzanin legamrei, the halacha is we need not be concerned about eerie, about bishel acha bishel. There are poskim that discuss, other considerations when we speak about this cooked water. Some poskim discuss that the halacha is that in order for water to be considered nizbashel katzarchai, it had to be boiled first. And many times the water that we're pouring is we're pouring water from a percolator. And the water from a percolator does not boil does not come to Malah Abuos. And therefore, there are poiskim that suggest that perhaps water which was not boiled, was only in a percolator, is not considered nizbashel called tzarchai, and will therefore not be considered water that we have no, that's nizbashel called tzarchai, that we could put into the fire. The Paiskim disagree, because they say that that's only a halacha when we're concerned that the water had to completely boil. There, it's only when we're talking about water that we're going to drink. And water that I want to have for a hot drink is not considered hot unless it first boiled. But here we're not talking about water that we want to drink. Here we're speaking about water that I want to pour into my chalent that's drying up. That type of water, say the Paiskim, doesn't have to be completely cooked to a boil, that it should be considered nizbashel kol tzarchai. Another consideration the Paiskim discuss is that in our very Gemara, we've had an issue about what is considered bishul. Certainly, ayidei ha'or, ayidei toldus ha'or, something cooked on the fire, or on toldus ha'or, the Gemara has been very clear in saying it's considered bishul. But the Gemara has also been discussing something that's cooked, the chama, the toldus chama. And therefore, the Paiskim want to suggest that maybe water which was boiled or cooked in a percolator ought not to be considered cooked water. And we keep on repeating in our shiur that in order to avoid a problem of a new act of bishul on the water had to have been cooked first. But here too, the Paiskim take the point. And they say that even though there's a discussion if cooking water or cooking anything not through your conventional means is considered cooking, that's only as far as bishul b'shabbos. But to say that you have a food, or you hear in our case, that we have a liquid that indeed might have only been cooked by a percolator, not through regular boiling on the fire, it doesn't make a difference because it's cooked. And as soon as that water is cooked and hot, certainly the halacha of ein bishul acha bishul ought to apply. And Rav Moshe says this very clearly, that first of all, Rav Moshe's opinion is that cooking through a percolator is considered an act of cooking. But moreover, here, where the water is indeed hot, the fact that it got hot through a percolator or got through hot through boiling on a fire is irrelevant. It's hot water, and we have hot water. Pouring that water doesn't have an issue of bishul acha bishul. What is, however, a concern is if you're pouring water from the percolator, you're not necessarily going to be able to pour that water from the percolator into your cholent pot. And what you're going to do is pour it into a cup and then pour the cup into the cholent, which certainly that cup is a cliché. So the Mishnah Brura in the Bi Halacha in Simen Shin Yud Ches Siftal Devar Masko Im quotes the Prima Godim that says that if food was taken out from a Kli Rishon and put into Kli Sheni, maybe it should be considered cooled off even though it's actually still hot. And if that's the case, then it would be subject to the Isser of Bishul Acha Bishul. However, most Paiskim and the Chazon Ish, this is quoting a Mishnah, a Prima Godim, but most Paiskim have a difficulty understanding this Prima Godim. Because as we're saying, that when the food is in a Kli Sheni, that is a halacha regarding the ability of something put into a klisheni to cook something that's put into a klisheni. Here we're not speaking about the ability of something to cook. Here we're trying to determine, is this considered a, is this water considered warm or not? And the reality is that the water is considered, is hot and certainly warm. And as long as it's hot and warm, the halacha of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul applies, and I could pour it into the chalon. The Paiskim, however, do say that if I want to take water out of a thermos bottle and now put that water into the chalon, that may be a situation of taking water from a situation of hatmana into a situation of bishul, and transferring something from hatmana to bishul, of course, or hatmana to on the fire, we've said is asur. Certainly also say to Paiskim, if you take the water into a cup and put it, that cup on the floor, and now you want to pour it into your chalon, so now we have to deal with the whole issue of chazara. Because as we discussed in our previous shiurim, when we spoke about the halachas of chazara, putting the food on the putting something on the floor means that afterwards putting into the fire means that you now have an situation of chazara, which would be asur. So to review, if you have water, if you have your chalon drying up, and you want to pour water into the chalon, the best thing is to take that water directly from a kettle that's on the fire, that's on the oven. Be careful to pour that water very slowly onto the fire, into the chalon, because if you pour it quickly, you will have perhaps another issue of hagasa. If you pour it quickly, pouring it slowly, you have to make sure that the chalon is nisbashel kol tzarkai, as we spoke about earlier, that it's completely cooked, and you should pour it slowly directly from the kettle into the chalon. If you also have to be careful not to get too close, because otherwise you may be making your kettle fleishix. If you can't do that, you don't have water in a kettle on the fire, then what you should do is you could pour it from a percolator. If it's impossible to pour it directly from the percolator into the chalon, then don't put the cup down, and then take that water immediately while it's still nice and warm and pour it into your chalon. We've been speaking in this year about pouring, about a pot, on top of a pot, about pouring water into your chalon. Now we speak about another issue, and that is, we've been speaking about putting the food next to the fire in our previous year. We've been speaking in this year about food that's on top of a pot, that's on top of the blech. And now we speak about another issue. Let's say you have a fairly wide oven with a fairly small flame on one corner of your oven, and you have the other corner of the oven on the blech, which is not that warm. It's not yad seledus. The question is, may you put food on that area of the blech, which isn't even yad seledus? So it's interesting to point out that Rav Moshe in Chelek Dalet Orchayim Simen Ayin Beis has a very long tshuva with many different Siman Ayin Dalad, with many different shilas addressed by Rav Shimon Eider to Rav Moshe and Hilchas Shabbos, and he discusses this shaila: if heichen muta laniach, this is shaila lamed beis, heichen muta laniach ala blech b'shabbos davi yavish hamavushal kol tzarchei v'tzayin legamri. You have a dry, you have a solid food that's mavushal kol tzarchei, and says Rav Moshe, dafka al mokam she'ef shelov leidei yatzaledes. If you put it on a span on the blech, which is cold, that won't become yatzaledis all day, mutter. Avil al mokim, says Rav Moshe, shim yisham zman godl ye yatzaledis. If that spot can become yatzaledis, if it's there for a long time, osur. The benetzdanin legamrei iser osur chazara af biyavish. If it's completely cold, we have a problem. And Rav Moshe adds interesting words. Molen, hotels, in a hotel, to start putting food on a blech, even if it's a spot on the blech that can't become very warm, Rav Moshe is concerned that it should be usher. People won't understand how you're putting food on a blech on Shabbos, because we know putting food on a blech on Shabbos is usher because of chazara. And actually, this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Shaila for Tshuvas, Tshuvas and Achagas, Chelik Aleph, Simen Reish Chav Zayin, that he takes this lenient approach if you're putting it on this part of the blech. However, as is many times the case when we discuss halacha, the question now becomes, you have food on the blech, and as we now see, not all areas of the blech have the same level of heat. And if we're saying that the area of the blech which can't come to yatzaledis, you're allowed to put food on that spot on Shabbos, what that really means to say is that any food that's on that part of the blech is halachically not considered on the blech. And therefore, Rav Moshe says very clearly in a tshuva, in Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Aleph, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi, also quotes in Perek Aleph Ha'ora Kuf Yud Aleph Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you have food on the blech, that you are allowed to move food around on the blech, but if it's on a spot that isn't Yad Seledis, the halacha is you may not move the food over on the blech to a spot that is Yad Seledis. If, however, you have the food on different areas of the blech, some areas are warmer than others, the halacha is, if you had food on a spot on the blech that is Yad Seledis, you can move it even further on the blech to a place on where it's even hotter, and that is not considered an act of chazara. Certainly, if you put the food as we do, if you follow Rav Moshe's heter and put the food on the spot on the blech that is in Yad Seledis, you can't move it on Shabbos to a spot that is Yad Seledis. So not only if this happened on Shabbos, are we saying may you not move it? But even if that's where you put the food before Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it to a place on the blech where it could come Yad Seledis. But if it was on a spot which was Yad Seledis, moving it around on the blech on Shabbos would be permitted.